when we're eating lots of sugars, caffeine, processed foods, our energy level and our mood are often reflected by that. And then in the long term, we certainly think about risks for developing heart disease and cancer, which we know firefighters are at higher risk for.
Hey, ACL firefighters, this is Jen Pennington, your host here at Listen Up L27, sending everyone good vibes for a happy new year. Over the holidays, you may have, as I did, indulged just a little too much in what seemed like an endless array of cheese and cookies. But now that we're past the holidays, it's time to brush off those crumbs and get down to business. And what better way to get a clean start to the year than to talk a little bit about food, drink, and even grilled foods with Dr. Marcy Hamrick and physician assistant Laura Wenzich from Station 2 Clinic. They're going to be bringing us some great nutritional advice and tips to your table, so let's dig in. This is Listen Up L27.
I think of nutrition as important both in the short term and in the long term. I think when we eat like crap, we feel like crap, maybe sometimes more obviously than at other times. But when we're eating lots of sugars, caffeine, processed foods, our energy level and our mood are often reflected by that. And then in the long term, we certainly think about risks for developing heart disease and cancer, which we know firefighters are at higher risk for. So processed foods, lots of red meat, sugars, a lack of whole grains and fruits and vegetables, we know, unfortunately, are associated with higher rates of heart disease and cancer, which we have concerns about in this population in particular. So it's both performance in the short term with mood, concentration, cognitive abilities, and in the long term in terms of chronic illness. I do advocate for as many whole foods as possible. So one of the quick tips that I share is if you look at the ingredients and you can't pronounce any of them, then it's probably good to steer clear of it. Because if it comes from a lab and it's hard to pronounce, it's likely hard for our bodies to break that down and digest it well. And often those kinds of processed chemicals actually produce inflammation in our body, which is the cause or the underlying cause of the increased risk of cancer and heart disease that we see with some of these foods.
My dietary recommendations for firefighters are to keep in mind the dietary choices that we make that can increase our cancer risk and cardiovascular risk, especially because this is a chosen profession that unfortunately has higher rates of those conditions. The three main dietary choices that I call out, the first being alcohol and trying to be cognizant of not consuming excessive alcohol. Generally, our medical recommendation is capping at about 2 drinks a day at the most. Secondarily, red meat intake. As Marcy has previously mentioned, red meat does have a higher risk for cardiovascular disease as well as colon cancer rates. Red meat includes beef and pork and goat, things like that. And each serving size does carry with it its own increased risk. Marcy and I were just looking at some rates for that, and about 50 grams of red meat, which is about a half serving size, increases cardiovascular disease risk by 9%. And so, again, just being cognizant of trying to keep that lower, especially because most firefighters report that their highest red meat consistency and intake is when they're at the station. So working together as a group to perhaps decrease red meat intake would be helpful. And medically, we are recommending trying to cap that at about 2 servings over the course of a week, which is about the size of the palm of your hand as a serving. A serving of fruits and vegetables depends on the source, but is roughly a cup. Leafy greens, it could be 2 to 3 cups just because they're higher volume to count as a serving. And the third being your fruit and vegetable intake. We know that fruits and vegetables are protective and can lower your risk of cardiovascular disease and cancers. There's been some great research that 10 servings a day of fruits and vegetables has caused a definitive reduction in all-cause mortality, cancers, cardiovascular disease, chronic disease as a whole. And we know that it's not like 9 servings does nothing. So there's a dose-dependent benefit. And we recommend aiming for 5 servings a day of fruits and vegetables combined. Typically in the Western diet, people are nowhere close to that. But within that, trying to eat the rainbow, getting a variety of colors and sources to really broaden the antioxidant and vitamin intake can be quite protective So those are some tips.
Dr. Hamrick, I do remember a conversation we were having about the connection between grilled foods and a higher risk for cancer. Can you expound on that a little more?
We do know that there is a connection between grilled food as well as smoked food and cancer risk. I, as much as the next person, am a little sad to read the research about how particularly meat grilled on an open flame that produces char has been shown to produce carcinogenic chemicals, and actually some of the same carcinogenic chemicals that firefighters can be exposed to during exposure to fires, unfortunately, that are carcinogenic. These same chemicals can be produced by grilling and smoking meats. So there's pretty clear research that shows higher rates of cancer with greater consumption of grilled and smoked meats. From what I've read, grilling on an open fire is worse, so potentially grilling over gas. And the higher the temperature, the higher the production of carcinogens, so perhaps lower heat, less char, less open flame, or maybe just less grilled meat in terms of frequency or quantity. So you could reduce portion size or frequency of eating those types of meats. We also know that meat, particularly red meat, promotes cancer also. So I think my nutrition advice based on research that's available would be reducing red meat consumption, grilled or not, to reduce the risk of heart disease and cancer both. Processed meats like bacon and sausage, which I hear are very common in firehouse breakfasts, unfortunately have also been associated with cancers and heart disease as well. So again, less frequency, smaller serving sizes would be my advice. I think just the culture of we're at work, we're together, we make good food together, we eat together. So I think it's just part of the culture too to eat maybe not as well or healthfully, but I do think unfortunately there is a health impact to that we see in cholesterol levels and chronic illness.
Thanks for listening. Listen Up L27 is brought to you by Seattle Firefighters Healthcare Trust and Local 27. Thanks to our recording engineer, Ted Grudowski. I'm your host, Jen Pennington, and until next time, stay safe and stay healthy.